This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Waging war on corruption. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Endangered species caged in fright, shot in cold blood, no chance to fight. Stage set, now pay the price, an eco boost. Don't think.
How do you accurately provide commentary? It's not even a national media thing. It's like a total cultural phenomenon where Trump supporters are being assaulted, harassed, sexually abused. I mean, like, you wear a Trump hat out, you know, choose your own adventure out there. Now, again, most people are going to see you and say, hey, nice hat. Hey, I like what the president's doing. But I'd say about 80 to 90% from my experience. I wear a Trump hat out pretty often. I get about 90, 80% positive, and then about 10% negative, about 5% like super insane left. But they're out there. And they've been caught on camera I don't know how many times. Thousands? Tens of thousands? 100,000? A million? And so, but while there's all that going on, they're being spat on, they're having objects thrown at them, they're being harassed and yelled at out of restaurants. They come up to you, they grab your genitals, they come up to you, they cold clock you, they punch you, they'll prick you with a needle. I mean, they'll throw a stink bomb at you with their own feces and urine. I mean, this is all leftist activity. But, you know, it barely even puts a blip on the radar of the national press. But then what happens? Jussie Smollett from Hollywood. I'm a gay Hollywood actor and a black man. Listen to me. Oh, you're a total fraud and a liar. But that gets all the coverage. All the harassment against Trump supporters never makes the news. So I should come on here and play the thousands of videos of all the harassment Trump supporters have endured. But let's just show the latest one. A 14-year-old boy at a store, it looks like in the mall, where one of the employees just decides he's going to tell him to F off because he's wearing a Trump hat. So the audio here is bad, but it looks like it's a shoe store or something in the mall.
I was told.
Touch my chest.
I'm not touching him. So.
Let's go. Let's find your manager.
All right, 1 second. Yeah, I'm coming.
So the employee tells the kid in the Trump hat to F off. The mother there with him, kid 14, says, I want to talk to the manager.
My son walked into the store. That gentleman first told him, take off your hat. He said, nothing to him. 14-year-old child. And he said, F you.
Take off your hat. This is America.
My son said, nothing to him. He did nothing.
But your hat offended me because I'm a brainwashed minion of the media.
Absolutely nothing.
Sorry, guys. Go about your business.
Absolutely not. I want corporate office.
Sure.
I want everything right now.
Yeah. Yes. We need to get, you know what? We should try to get this woman on. Because this is, I'm sorry, folks. This is what we have to do. This is not what conservatives do. I get it. Like, we rise above this crap. We are the ones when they say, oh, they go low, we go high. No, we are the ones that actually go high when they go low. So that's why we never follow through with any of this crap. We don't get litigious. We don't file police reports. We don't call up corporate when they treat us like garbage. It's time to take action. She needs to call corporate. Get all these people fired. Just clean out that whole damn store.
I was
you harassed a 14-year-old boy. You are a sick freak. You shouldn't have a job anywhere. Here, let's go now to clip 10. A man has been accused of pulling a gun on a couple for wearing a Trump hat.
A Tennessee man named James Phillips is now in jail on a wanton endangerment charge after the alleged altercation. According to the police report, officers were called to Sam's Club due to a report of a person with a gun. They said it happened yesterday. The report says they found Phillips in the parking lot with a Glock 40 caliber and a round chambered in his back pocket and two additional magazines in another pocket. The report says he admitted to flipping off a couple inside the store because they were wearing Make America Great Again
hats. Oh, but Jussie Smollett, though.
At InfoWars, we're always looking for the very best, best-selling, highest-rated products that we can then private label and sell. Well, there is a national company who has FDA approval to sell their wound gel that is the strongest out there, and we private label it, and we sell it for $10 less online than they sell it at CVS and Walgreens. We also have another product, also produced by the same company, Immune Gargle. We've been selling a lot of the wound gel and a lot of the Immune Gargle. We're going to go from full price to 40% off on both of these best-selling products right now at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. This is a limited-time immune boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, this is a limited-time immune boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm going to cool down the jets here. I think I was overheating in the first hour. The engine was overheating a little bit, so we're going to slow it down. We're going to get Stuart Rhodes in studio shortly. Alex Jones is going to be calling in and hosting the third hour. Roger Stone will be joining him. And then in the final hour today, Stuart Rhodes will come back in studio or just be in studio, and we will take your calls regarding everything we discussed today, your questions for Stuart. But, you know, I already covered this, but I just want to do it again in case people didn't hear the first time. This is the latest study. Researchers from the University of Colorado Boulder, the story is on studyfinds.org. Researchers at the University of Colorado Boulder say the average house is prone to indoor air quality levels on par with a polluted major city. So, you can go look at that study for yourself. You can go look at other studies that are similar. But the story goes, the average home in America is the air in the home. It's basically totally filled with toxins, pollutants. In fact, you can find a story, I believe it was in 2017, they did an air quality test in California, and they found in some areas the levels of carcinogens in the air and water could cause cancer. Now, that's California, where the Democrats have literally, you know, crapped everywhere. So, you know, it's probably not that bad everywhere. But this is why we sell air filters and water filters. So we see the studies out of California that say, wow, look at how polluted this water is. It's barely drinkable. Wow, look at the fact that the average home in the United States has air pollutant levels equivalent to that of a major city. Well, you don't want that. I don't want that. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants to have that for their family, their friends that come over to visit. So we go out and we look for solutions to these issues. And we find the best air filters, the best water filters. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze air filter is $50 off. $50 off the Alexa Pure Breeze air filter right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't just look at the study that says the average U.S. home, the air in the average U.S. home is so polluted, it's on par with a major U.S. city, and do nothing. Get an air filter. You don't want to have that dirty air in your home. I mean, folks, I don't know the studies But I would imagine living your life, breathing in polluted air, probably not good. You clean up that air, who knows? So that's why we sell air filters at InfoWarsStore.com. The Alexa Pure Breeze air filter, $50 off right now. And also check out the water filters when you're there as well. The best water filters out there. But look, don't just take my word for it. Go out there, do the research for yourself. Go out there and shop around. Look for other air filters. You're not going to find anything better, anything more advanced at a better price, period. That's what Alex Jones has done at InfoWarsStore.com. So do the research for yourself. But just came out, brand new study. There have been similar studies. The air quality in your home is most likely on par with that of a major city when it comes to being polluted. Now, we'll probably talk to Stuart Rhodes about this, but, you know, the president is on Twitter today basically calling out the whole deep state, specifically Andy McCabe, Rod Rosenstein. I mean, and here's the frustration, and I'm kind of like, I'm almost such a creature of habit of just being in the moment on air sometimes that I forget my own research at like a deeper level. And I talked about this the other day. The president is so smart. In fact, it was before he was in president. Donald Trump is so smart, he's learned something that I don't think, or mastered something I don't think anyone else has even figured out yet. He knows that he can tweet something out, or let's just say something, but in this instance, it's easier to just use the Twitter to make this example. He can tweet something out, and then years later, he can make it come true. So, for example, I, like most of the audience, I think, is frustrated that the president tweets about all of this crap, and yet nothing gets done. But see, and again, if or when it's done in a year or 2 years, he's going to look like the smartest man ever. And you're going to say, wow, he predicted all of this on Twitter. Wow, he said it's going to happen on Twitter. Oh, my gosh. He's been doing that for years. And I realized the other day that he's just like mastered this ability where he can say something and put something out on Twitter knowing that he can actually make it happen. And then he just makes himself look like a genius. It's kind of like next level digital self-fulfilling prophecy or something. And so we read this about how he's saying Andrew McCabe, the FBI, Rod Rosenstein are basically, he's saying they're guilty of high treason. I mean, you really want to boil it down in more or less words. That's this nuanced series of tweets from President Trump. These are top criminals guilty of treason. And he names their names. And how do you think that makes McCabe and Rosenstein feel? And in fact, I mean, we have the clip. And it's almost like I should play it. Andrew McCabe admitting that they were going to remove the president. In fact, let's play this. I got the time right now, guys. Let's play clip 12 because I just have to see this one more time before I come out and say what I'm going to say. Guys, roll clip 12.
But McCabe says Rosenstein raised another idea. The 25th Amendment to the Constitution allows the vice president and a majority of the cabinet to remove the president.
A discussion of the 25th Amendment was simply Rod raised the issue and discussed it with me in the context of thinking about how many other cabinet officials might support such an effort.
Now pause it right here.
I didn't have much.
Why are they bringing up the 25th Amendment? And then why didn't it work? All right, go on.
To be
now, hold on. Pause. Of course. The funny thing is, here he is on CNN. They're never going to ask any real questions. Or excuse me, not CNN. 60 Minutes. Here he is on 60 Minutes. CBS. A good journalist would be like, "Whoa, why did you think about invoking the 25th Amendment, and why didn't that go through?" Of course, we know the answer. The answer is A, because they want to remove the president, and then the second answer is B, because Pence wasn't going to go along with it. All right, go on.
Conversation, so I listened to what he had to say. But
Because that's my job at the FBI.
Unbelievable.
To remove the president, don't you know?
I can't even describe for you how many things must have been coursing through the deputy attorney general's mind at that point. So it was really something that he kind of threw out in a very frenzied, chaotic conversation about where we were and what we needed to do next.
Why is it so frenzied?
Coursing through the mind.
Why so chaotic? Why do you need to do something?
Rid of the president of the United States.
Well,
one way or another.
I can't confirm that, but what I can say is the Deputy Attorney General was definitely very concerned about the president, about his capacity, and about his intent at that point in time.
How did he bring up the idea of the 25th Amendment to you?
Honestly, I don't remember.
You just explained it. He just brought it up in a chaotic conversation one day.
Of a wide-ranging conversation.
Seriously? Just another topic?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you counsel him on that?
All right.
I didn't.
Pull it out.
I mean, he was this...
Listen, though. Here's the next level to this, folks, that most people probably won't ask, and most media people aren't going to ask. Why is McCabe going on 60 Minutes saying this? Why? There's something to that. There is something to McCabe going on 60 Minutes admitting this. It's either Trump gripped him to do it, the Democrats gripped him to do it, or it's like an act of providence, and he's just out here telling the whole story. God has just taken over, and he's just admitting that they tried to engage in treason illegally.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a problem. product, we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost like a clay. They're minerals. And they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I think there are two things that are fair to say right now. I don't think anybody in the near future is going to be naming their child Jussie. And I think if President Trump tweeted, "Learn to code," Twitter might just shut down. And the universe might just explode. We are waiting to hear from Stuart Rhodes, who's going to be joining me in studio. So I'm going to do a news blitz here. Let's start with this story, linked up at InfoWars.com from the Washington Times. Pentagon chief says he'll make final call on wall money. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan said this week that he will make the final call on $3.6 billion in military construction money that President Trump wants to build his border wall, and quickly shot down the notion of raiding any funds meant to build or repair housing for troops and their families. Well, look, I hope that he lets the president build the wall, but did you elect Patrick Shanahan? In fact, I'll go one step further. Have you ever heard of Patrick Shanahan? And this is the guy who's going to decide if the wall gets built or not? No, the Pentagon needs to get out of the way. We played the report at the top of today's broadcast, and I reiterate, I think everybody should go to InfoWars.com, and this story from Greg Reese, National Emergency, Trump's Executive Orders to Destroy Deep State Criminal Cabal. Download this video and re-upload it to your YouTube channel, because if this video got seen 100 million times, it would be devastating, just absolutely devastating to the Democrats. And it's almost as if, though, see, I don't even know if I can say that, because it's really just devastating to who the Clintons really are. And the average leftist can't even make the connection anymore. If you brought up, like, Hillary Clinton and the Democrats, we'd be like, well, that's not the Democrats. It's like, Hillary Clinton just ran the Democrat Party. I mean, like, the Democrats haven't disavowed Hillary Clinton. So I think everybody should share that video showing how Trump is trying to stop human trafficking or modern-day slavery. And the Democrats hate it. Chuck Todd on NBC News Meet the Press said, "What if Trump's national emergency is found constitutional? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. What if he has a border? What if he builds the wall? What if we have a country? What if we have sovereignty? What if we have rights? What if we have freedom?" That's Chuck Todd. What if America is allowed to exist? What if America is allowed to stop an invasion from the southern border? Oh, it's total madness. It's total madness. What if it's constitutional to protect your country? Chuck Todd, Meet the Press, NBC. The president's trying to have a country. We'll be right back. Total breakdown. As President Trump predicted in his national emergency address, a lawsuit has been filed against the national emergency declaration, alleges Trump violated the U.S. Constitution. Just as he said, it'll go to the Ninth Circuit. It'll get appealed. It'll go to the appellate courts. It'll get appealed. It'll be fought. It'll make it to the Supreme Court probably in about 8 months, and then it'll be declared constitutional. So Let's go ahead and make a prediction here. InfoWars, next month's news today. What's 8 months from February? What's 9 months from February? What are we looking at, like November? I think we'll be looking at about a November, October, November, probably, when the national emergency actually gets to have rubber meet the road because the Democrat obstructionists. Because, again, they don't want to have a border. I mean, you saw Chuck Todd on NBC News. Oh, my gosh, the president wants to have a border. Oh, what do we do? How are we going to stop this? Trump seeks to turn his failure to build the wall into a campaign rallying cry. This is from the Washington Post. Well, his failure to build a wall, that's an interesting way of putting it. The Washington Post, I guess that's the headline we could expect. They have built a lot of the wall. It's really about border security. If anything, he's failed to secure the border. I would say that's true. They have built some of the wall. They failed to secure the border. But yeah, finish the wall. The campaign, immigration was one of his biggest issues. I'm telling you, we're 2-3 months away from the 2020 campaign really, really heating up. And it is going to be wacko jacko. Sharpton, the reverend, calls for Smollett to face accountability to the maximum. Oh, ho, ho, ho! Mr. Sharpton, how quickly you have changed your mind. Before you saw any of the facts, you were immediately calling America racist and Trump racist and everything. Oops, I guess now you want to see justice. How about justice for you, Sharpton? Have you ever paid those taxes? What does Sharpton owe in taxes? Like $30 million or something? It's got to be tough. Got to be tough to be Al Sharpton. Maybe it's $3 million and I'm just adding it. I think it's actually, now that I think it's like $3.5 million that Sharpton owes in back taxes. Oh, but again, Bezos pays zero in taxes. Sharpton doesn't pay his taxes. Trump actually pays all of his taxes. Like, you get the tax documents, and Rachel Maddow's like, I've got the documents. And then they show the documents. He's paying millions, hundreds of millions in taxes. He's like, oh, we got him. It's like, wait a second. Trump pays his taxes, and you hate him. Bezos, Amazon doesn't pay taxes. Sharpton doesn't pay taxes. You don't say anything. Hillary Clinton launders $80 million during a campaign. David Brock super PACs. This is one of the greatest money laundering schemes of all time. David Brock has like 8 super PACs all in the same building, and they funnel money between each super PAC, and they take a 10% cut each time. It's just like, oh, I'm sorry. It's just gallows humor at this point. David Brock. God. Jesse Smollett case to go to grand jury. That's from TMZ. Of course, that's kind of where the whole thing started. If you're CNN, they blamed TMZ for the whole thing. Here's a doozy from CNN. Look at this headline. Japan's Abe refuses to deny that he nominated Trump for a Nobel Prize. What? He refuses to deny? Okay, how about the headline is, Japan's Abe nominates Trump for Nobel Peace Prize. Oh, no, 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 no. They can't put that out there. That makes Trump look good. They got to somehow morph and twist and spin. How can we have to report on this. We have to report on what Trump said about being nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. We have to report on it, but we can't make him look good. What can we do? Let's put some negatives in there, like refuses and denies. Yes, that'll work on our little minions. And so the headline finally comes out. Japan's Abe refuses to deny that he nominated Trump for Nobel Peace Prize. So what, CNN calls up Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and says, will you deny that you nominated Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize? He's like, no, I did nominate Trump. Yes, I nominated Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize. But will you deny it? Will you deny it? No, I nominated Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize. No, I nominated, but will you deny it? No, he won't deny it. He won't deny it. Get to the presses immediately. Get to the press. Abe refuses to deny that he nominated Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize. So then it's like a negative, even though it's...
This bar has regular price. It's a little over $3. We have it discounted. It's about $2.50 a piece. Comparable bars are between $5 and $7 a piece at Whole Foods. This is high-end. When you get one box, you get it at basically $3. You get it for $2.50 or so when you get it at the current launch discount. This took over a year to get the top manufacturer developer in the country to get it all ready and to have the manufacturing line prepared and to make this. It's available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. It's simple. You get the highest quality protein bars in two different flavors, and you fund the war against the globalists and the attempt that we're engaged in to take the country back. It's simple. Go shop with the good guys at InfoWarsStore.com and break the back of the globalists and get high-quality super discounts. Or keep shopping with Jeff Bezos and Amazon and keep going to Whole Foods that are actually funding the Washington Post and the globalist attempt to destroy this country. It's that simple. InfoWarsLife.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
If the president can declare an emergency today on this nonsense, the Democratic president can decide that, as you mentioned, the gun crisis, the 40,000 people a year killed in this country is a crisis, and why don't we take everybody's guns away or force everybody to register their guns or ban all assault rifles or do all of that.
I know the Republicans have some unease about it, no matter what they say, because if the president can declare an emergency on something that he has created as an emergency, an illusion that he wants to convey, just think of what a president, what different values can present to the American people. You want to talk about a national emergency? Let's talk about today, the one-year anniversary of another manifestation of the epidemic of gun violence in America. That's a national emergency. Why don't you declare that emergency, Mr. President?
And just look at how deceptive the Democrats are, as I'm joined in studio by Stuart Rhodes, that Nadler goes on CNN and says, 40,000 a year die from gun crime. I mean, I don't have the numbers in front of me. Conservatively, I would say half of that is probably suicide, and that's not good, but they don't tell you the full story. And then probably another 20-30% is drug-related crimes. But they don't tell you that either. Oh, and then I would bet that 80% of these crimes, if not, again, conservative, more of them, happen in gun-free zones like Chicago. Speaking of Chicago, that's where the false hate crime happened, where Jussie Smollett staged it. Now, Stuart Rhodes from oathkeepers.org, we have a lot to get to here, but you were tuned in earlier, and there was something that really caught your attention that I talked about earlier.
Yeah, you were talking about how Jussie was essentially inciting a race war in this country, and I think you're right, and he came very close to kicking it off, and it would have led to the deaths of tens of thousands or potentially millions of Americans. And this is really kind of like the undercurrent on the left, is a relentless incitement of racial conflict in this country. I mean, Obama was not the most inclusive president or bringing us together, his most divisive president we've had, and that's been their pattern ever since.
Well, and it's amazing because they are the ones that cry about racism and they want, oh, let's bring everybody together, like, right? But they all, at the end of the day, they're always the ones dividing. They're always the ones dividing. And when is the mainstream media, when is the Hollywood left going to come out and say, look, we have been the ones dividing? How can this Jussie Smollett story not prove that in total triplicate?
Well, that's the thing is they're all about identity politics, and racial identity is a key element of that. Not the only one, of course. You know, he's the perfect poster child for what they want to do. He's a gay black man. He wants to divide us along sexual gender and identity. They want to divide us along racial identity. It's all their mechanism for attacking this country. And of course the big undercurrent for them is that this country is inherently racist, inherently oppressive, inherently cisgendered. I mean, you name it. It's all about demonizing the West. As you said earlier, what he really is he's a communist or a communist stooge, and they're just a communist movement to destroy this country, which is called what they are.
And here's like another thing that's odd about this to me. Here he is. He wants to go along with this whole victim mindset, right? Like, oh, he's the victim. Create a victim mindset. Create a situation where you're the victim because he's black, he's gay. Which, by the way, I'm now calling into question of sexuality. I'm saying he could be faking being gay. Look, Elizabeth Warren fakes being an Indian to get a degree. Alexander or Cortez fakes being from, some poor girl from the Bronx. Beto O'Rourke fakes being Hispanic. They're all fake. So who knows? Maybe he's faking being gay. I wouldn't be surprised. But he tries to latch onto this whole victim thing, right, Stuart? And creates this whole situation. He's probably a multi-million dollars. He contracts. He gets on Fox. He's famous. He won Actor of the Year. I mean, he's done everything. He lives the American dream, but it's this weird thing. They want to be the victim.
He's hardly oppressed, but they want you to believe that this country, like I said, is inherently oppressive. And the foot soldiers in the streets are the ones they're really trying to incite. It's the Antifa. It's the new Black Panther Party. It's people like that who believe the nonsense and the lie that this is an oppressive, racist society. But as you point out, if it's so oppressive and so racist, how did he get to be where he is?
And they will never realize that. They'll never go down that thought path.
They'll never acknowledge it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think the ones at the top, the ones pulling the strings, realize it, of course. I think a lot of the folks in the streets who are there trying to incite fall for it. Hopefully this will help even more of them walk away, hashtag walk away. Hopefully even more of them walk away from the manipulation from the Matrix.
All right, so the real question here, though, Stuart, is, guys, let me get a doc cam. We got to give out the Oscar. Does the Oscar go to Nathan Phillips, the stolen valor, never served in Vietnam, American Indian who was banging a drum in the face of teenagers and then acted like the victim. Does the Oscar go to him? Does the Oscar go to Christine Blasey Ford?
And talks like this and cries and weeps a little bit because she thinks that maybe Kavanaugh was, you know, in a room with her and it was dark and she doesn't remember where or when, but it was probably him and he shouldn't be a judge because of it.
Or does the Oscar go to Jussie Smollett, who pulled off one of the greatest hate crime hoaxes of all time, but of course got caught, but he did cry on his television media tour. He talked about how bad it was. So
that was pretty good.
So, Stuart.
What about Warren, though? I mean, Pocahontas.
Elizabeth Warren?
For a lifetime of masquerading as an Indian. That's pretty good.
Yeah, but this is for, like, actual good acting performances.
Well, okay, sure.
Warren's is not good at all. You want to have a beer? I'm going to have me a beer. I don't know what. That's poor performance. So the Oscar goes to, from Stuart Rhodes, the Oscar goes to.
Well, if it's for incitement, it should be a different category.
It's the best performance. I'm talking about just the best overall
performance
acting
overall.
Performance.
Oh, I'd have to give it to Jussie. Yeah.
Smollett. The crocodile tears.
He delivered. Yeah.
The television media tour.
Right. And the preparation in advance.
The preparation!
Yeah.
You got to give it up for him. I mean, he prepared the whole thing. He even invested his own money.
Well, he talked about, hey, out there are people that are fake. Don't fall for it. So he laid the ground for himself being a virtue signaler. Yeah.
So we do a golf clap. Jussie, would you like to come up and receive your award? Oh, look at how emotional he is for receiving this award right now. Go. Look at how emotional Jussie is. He just received the news that he got the Oscar for the hate crime hoax he pulled off. He's so emotional right now. He's tearing up about it. Unbelievable. What a performance. All right. In more serious news, and we'll get into this on the other side. You know, I don't think it's a debate. We've talked about this. There's a national emergency at the southern border. This shouldn't be a debate. They declared a state of emergency in Washington for 36 cases of the measles. Well, 36 cases of the measles could have just walked across the border. How is that not a national emergency? It is. But it looks like where we're at right now, Stuart, is the wall funding is going through the bureaucracy. It's going through the court system, and it doesn't look like this national emergency is really going to hit the ground for about 8 months, I think, is my prediction.
Well, I think the president, as I said before, made a mistake and has gotten bad advice. He should have simply ordered the military to the border to defend the nation under his authority as commander-in-chief, period, and not referred back to some goofy statute that Congress passed about national emergencies. Way before anyone even talked about declarations of national emergencies, the U.S. troops were deployed to the border, like by Wilson back in 1916, just on order as commander-in-chief. And that's what he still should do. He's letting them put him in a narrow box. I think he's getting bad advice legally, putting him in a narrow box of just talking about civilian projects using emergency funding. And even in his own presentation about it, he made a mistake. He said that we won't need the military to build the wall. Well, according to the provision they're justifying this under, it's for military use. He has to be able to build, you know, use military appropriations for military use. So he's making a lot of mistakes legally. I don't think he realizes what's really happening, and it could be he's being given, you know, deep state advice.
This is kind of a crazy thing for me to say here, but it's almost as if the president has to declare California an enemy of the republic. Because they're, I mean, again, you can follow these caravans. They don't go through Texas. They travel thousands of extra miles to get to California, folks. And we know why. It's where the human trafficking happens. It's where the sanctuary cities are. So the president almost needs to say, look, California, maybe we need to investigate you and why you want these open borders. We'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
You know, I'm sitting here talking to Stuart Rhodes from Oathkeepers.org during the break. I mean, it's almost like we kind of get into these elementary debates, Stuart, about, oh, you know, let's build the wall, let's do this, and we kind of miss the bigger picture. Of course we need the wall, of course we want border security, but it's like, wait a second. We're talking about an entire political party which occupies now, I guess, or works together with the media and Hollywood and everything. I mean, they don't want a border. They don't want this wall. They don't support the president because they're in a total insurrection against the president. So they have to go against him. They have to obstruct everything he does. I mean, isn't the wall just another example of how anything and everything the president does, they have to obstruct and they have to demonize?
Well, yes, but it's also beyond that. It's an insurrection against the Constitution. Their goal is to completely subvert and transform this country into a socialist or a communist country. And the greatest mechanism right now is mass immigration, just like in Europe. Destroy Western Europe is the same thing. So that's the big game. And I know Matt Bracken's talked about this, you know, quite a bit, and he's right. This is their mechanism, and they've been doing this now. They've been working on this now since the 1970s or 60s. They've been trying to, like, as I said before, trying to turn anyone who's not white or not completely white into an enemy against their own country by playing, you know, racial identity politics and trying to convince them that this is an oppressive nation, trying to turn blacks and Hispanics against their own country. It has failed largely, I think, inside the United States. You know, the large percentage of Hispanics there at the El Paso rally for Trump, about a quarter of the audience was Hispanic. I was there. A lot of blacks waking up now, the walkaway movement. So I think they're really amping up this idea of replacement thinking. Instead of, and they're replacing not just, you know, white Americans, but also black Americans and Hispanic Americans who are patriots. They can't brainwash them into hating their own country. That's failing. So they're going to bring in people from other countries that they think will be more amenable to being turned against this country. That's it.
And this is really a complex issue overall, but let's kind of focus in on the details that you're talking about right here. It all starts, and this is really, I would say, like you said, since the 70s, maybe 30, 40 years, with the brainwashing in the schools and in the media, which is basically communist propaganda. But what they do is they only show you one side of America's history. There's obviously an ugly part of America's history, not just slavery of black people, but they also put a bunch of Japanese people in internment camps, many of which ended up being spies. The Irish that came here were treated like dirt for a while, too. So there's a lot of ugly stuff. We dropped two atom bombs, for Christ's sake. Let's repent for that, too. So, yes, there is a lot of nasty history, but you know, we liberated women in the West. We ended slavery in the West. We had the whole idea come to fruition of self-government and independent in the West. I mean, these are the things that have made America strong. But what they do is they highlight the negativity, and then they somehow imprint just the face of a white male on the whole concept of America. They drum up a bunch of hatred against white males. And so then it's like, oh, well, let's start a race war. Let's start a class war. Let's get all of these people hating Americans. And then once we replace the white population, we can seize total control. And they even already have the studies. I think by 2050, whites will no longer be a majority of this country. Whether it's good or bad or indifferent, it doesn't matter. The point is, it's this big, large race warfare overthrow of the United States of America. And it's honestly like the racial warfare is kind of the linchpin in their entire plan.
Well, right, because it used to be the communists were all about the workers of the world unite of all races against the, you know, the so-called capitalist oppressors. But then, you know, a good moment in history where they shifted was at the Weather Underground. Actually, it was back then, it was the Students for Democratic Society, SDS, had a national convention. And then the hardcores, who became the Weather Underground later on, Bill Ayers, Bernardine Dorn, they split with the Maoists. The Maoists wanted to focus still on workers' rights and class warfare. But Bernardine Dorn and Bill Ayers, they instead wanted to go into identity politics, primarily racial. That was the big split on the left. And that's where they went. They dumped the workers. That's why you had this giant sucking sound of jobs being taken overseas. That's why you had Detroit falling apart. They abandoned the working class of America, who then turned around and voted for Trump, and they instead went to the identity stuff, gays, women, race, etc., to divide this country up. But that is failing, and I think that the best indicator of the falseness of this program they're on is that look at what happens to conservative blacks. Look at Clarence Thomas or Thomas Sowell. If you're a conservative black, in other words, you're a black person who believes in the Constitution, believes in individual liberty and prosperity, they hate your guts too. So they're still really communists. This is a veneer. It's a fake veneer of being concerned about race. They really are still at the soul of it. They're communists.
Well, and you don't even have to be a conservative. Just look at Kanye West. I don't believe he's a conservative. I mean, he's even said his politics don't really line up with President Trump's. He just puts on a hat. I mean, the guy just puts on a hat and they hate him.
Hat crime.
He's got a hat crime.
Right.
Look at Kanye. He's committed a hat crime. So it really just shows how deranged they are. But you know what? Because here's, again, what it all comes down to. It's all about an insurrection. It's all about an overthrow of this country. Now, Stuart, we have them admitting We have them admitting they tried to overthrow the president with the 25th Amendment. We have them admitting they tried to illegally spy on the president with a wire. This is on top of all the illegal spying they were already doing. I mean, isn't it time for the president to come out and declare a national emergency against the fact there's a coup happening right now in this country?
Well, for sure, he could come out and say, I'm going to prosecute these people for conspiracy to commit sedition, which is what that is. And he could also declare California and the sanctuary states, as you were referring to earlier, they are in open rebellion against the laws of the United States, primarily the immigration laws. They're committing felonies, you know, harboring, aiding and abetting illegal aliens.
That's actually treason by U.S. code.
I wouldn't say it's treason, but I looked it up.
It is.
Are you sure?
I read it on air one day. If you knowingly are keeping an illegal alien, or you're knowingly harboring illegal aliens, that's treason. Or, excuse me, maybe it wasn't listed as treason, but if...
It's a felony.
If I'd have to go back and read the U.S. code. If one of those illegal aliens, or if an illegal alien that you have in the United States and you're knowingly harboring commits a crime, a deadly crime, you can now face the death penalty. So maybe that's why I was thinking it's something of treason and death penalty. I think that that's actually what it was. So okay. This is happening almost daily. I mean, the one guy bragged about killing cops.
Who?
The illegal, the non-citizen immigrant who was in court, he killed a cop, and he's sitting in there laughing about it and saying he's going to kill more.
Well, the guy who killed Sindh, the deputy up there in California.
That was another one.
He was another illegal alien gangbanger who was associated with the cartels. So I think Trump should declare the cartels to be international terrorists, which they are, declare them to be fourth-generation warfare military enemies of the United States who are taking over U.S. territory, which they are, deploy the troops, and declare California and all the other sanctuary cities to be an insurrection and an aiding in conspiracy with the cartels. That's what he should do.
And, you know, honestly, the thing is, too, and we tend to forget this because we're kind of armchair quarterbacking it. There's so much the president has to, I mean, there's so much corruption. There's so much dirt he has to clean up.
Right.
And, you know, I'm not a purist. You would probably be closer to purist than me, but it's like this frustration has been building, I think, in America for so long. We just want to see results, and we feel like Trump is one of the only hopes or one of the only chances we've had to maybe clean this up legitimately. I know that Alex Jones is going to be talking about this, folks. He's about to join us here in the next hour, and he's going to be wanting to cover this as well as the coup against the president. But I think that, I mean, don't you think that's kind of our frustration too, Stuart, with the president, is that he really has so much to do, and we just want to see it get done because we're worried that he might be the last person to do it.
Well, he is our last chance to do this through conventional politics, I think. I mean, I haven't got a crystal ball. But what we can do, I think he's getting bad advice. It could be intentional. So what we can do is make sure that he knows from us what the real powers he has.
And you're actually doing a lot of that stuff with oathkeepers.org, folks. So make sure that you're staying tuned to oathkeepers.org, because I know that you're doing a lot of stuff to show support for the president. Because you think that's the next thing, is to just public support for the president. Let him know we have his back.
And let him know, you know, I'm bringing in Dr. Ruben Vieira, a nationally known constitutional scholar on presidential powers and the militia in particular. I've asked him to write up his recommendations for the president, which we're going to publish and try to put in his hands. And I believe we're having him on the show here. I think actually tomorrow he's going to be coming on the show. I think it's important for people like that. That's who his AG should be. His attorney general should be someone like Dr. Vieira. So we can at least bring together the right advice for him and let the folks out there know what the right steps are so they can go and start pushing this too on his Twitter, through social media, calling the White House, et cetera, so that he gets the message about here's his real powers. You know, it's kind of like Horton Hears a Who. We're shouting to the president, here are your actual powers.
He's like, what?
What's that noise? Yeah. And he's got all his counselors around him plucking his ears and screaming, la, 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 you know, don't listen
to
that.
And he's like, wait a second, I hear something. He's like, no, you don't. You don't hear anything. There's no Alex Jones. We silenced Alex Jones.
Exactly.
No, Alex Jones is going to be joining us in the next hour, ladies and gentlemen. Stuart Roach from oathkeepers.org with us as well. He's going to be with us definitely in the fourth hour, taking your phone calls with myself. But coming up next, it's Alex Jones to break down the deep state coup against the president, which it could go hot any moment, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
We